the edge of the bacon you had to slice off, maybe.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, this bacon is. I don't know just what we call that.
You call it the rind or the?
Yeah, yeah, the bacon rind. Yeah, yeah. Those are in the trimmings, you see. Right there, that's right.
Okay.
Bacon rind, that's the middle, you see.
Skin of the bacon.
Yeah, a lot of that's got away from me. It's been so many years since we used it. And a lot of it's got away from me, but I knew about it. Well, you named it, I knew about it, but and a lot of it we don't have enough like that much now, so people don't think all that much now. And
tell me about what you did when you kill a hog. What'd you do with all the parts of the hog?
Well, when you kill a hog, and then after you kill him, well, you cut them up, you make your slab bacon, then you cut up the ham and the shoulder and make it in different sections, you see. And then you can have what we call it, if you want pork chop, we can make them. And whatever kind of type that you want, just put up. Well, when you cut that, kill that hog fresh, you cut it out and lay it separate, and then you go ahead and cure it up. And, there you have it. But then if you want a piece of ham, you got it over here. You want some smoked bacon, you got it over here. And you want some of the bones, see them bones.
What'd you do with the meat from the head?
Well, now the head, you use it that way. We have what you call a hog jaw. That's part of the hog jaw.
Yeah.
Jaw. And but the head part, we just, and the ears of it, we just use it, cut it up. I mean, as you can do that way, you want to cook them up right now, but then do too much chewing up in here to the ears much. But now them Joe had all that barb, we chewed it up in here for the head part, we went ahead and just use it, you know.
The meat from around the head?
Well, we see, it's mostly bone, and you had to just chop it up and boil it and get what you can off of it, eat it.
Did you ever make hog's head cheese, or?
Yeah, that's hog head cheese. That's what I'm just talking about.
They
now
call it souse or anything like that?
Yeah, hog head cheese and hog head souse, yeah.
I see.
Sure, now you make the same. I know as much as I've eaten, I just not thinking of that, but we had the hog head cheese and hog head souse, and it was good. But all that come off that head, you chip it all up and mix it up somewhere, but it's good.
Okay. Other parts of the hog you might use?
The whole feet.
Okay, or is entrails or anything like that, or is liver?
Chitlin, we call that chitlin. Hog chitlin. Those entrails in there, well, we call that hog chitlin. That's back down, of course, I don't know what to call it now. But we call them hog chitlin. And they're good too.
Do you use this liver for anything?
That liver's good.
What'd you make out of that?
Well, that liver, We just used to use there wasn't too much candy on the level. We just always.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Where you live?
He's a good man. Okay. He's a good man. Uh-huh. Nice man. I talked with him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows all the history.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying? You talking about what you make from the liver?
Well, we just used to cook the liver.
What'd you call it, what you made from it?
Oh, no. It was something else we used to make. Now, of course, the women used to do all that